It's the 14th of the February 2015 audio month event. Today's subject material, strangely enough, is Valentine's Day. And there is a list of topics from the excellent Sassy Cat, sitting in the big director's chair, and coming up with ideas and keeping us all in touch. Great stuff, Cap. Doing fantastic work here. Valentine's Day. So I'll run through the topics. It's kind of in a hurry to get home because I just realised we're still on dinner to get, and then we have to leave home before 5:30. So, my fault, mea culpa. How do I celebrate Valentine's Day? Well, if I tell you how I celebrate it today, you'll laugh because we've got a new windows in yesterday, so today I've been giving them a buff up inside and out. The guys all did that, but there's obviously wee bits that they miss. That's fine, that's absolutely fine. Basically in the corners and things like that. So I've been inside and out doing that. And then give my wife a hand to put up the pictures and ornaments and tidying around the house, all the stuff she took down. She almost dismantled the house. But, so, we haven't done anything special, in other words, for Valentine's Day. We haven't done anything special for Valentine's Day for many a year, because we did it all, you know, going out for a special meal, jumping in the car and going away for a run for the day. That's my favourite one, actually, I suppose. And if I was to mention what's the most common way of celebrating Valentine's Day, it would be that, going away. But today, because we had so much to do, after the wind's been pretty, and because it's not particularly a nice day, to be honest, it's very damp and been a hard down most of the day, just not a nice day to go a run. We'll make up for it if there's a nice day during the week, whether it's Monday or Tuesday, because I know tomorrow's not going to be very nice. We'll catch that up and get away for a wee joint. But my wife's birthday's coming up soon too, so we might double the two together anyway. So not normal how we celebrate it, but that the most popular is to get in the car and go away for the day. But then that's probably what we do, no, actually what we do for Christmas, New Year, birthdays as well. We tend to just get away for a day. Is Valentine's Day over commercialised? Of course it is. Isn't everything though? I mean, there's a card now for not every day of the week, but just about every day of the week, you know. But Valentine's Day, you know, I suppose because it has a great tradition of bringing people together, I'd say more in the people who are not married or have partners or whatever. I'd say it's more to do with that, you know, because if you're sending one to a girlfriend or to a girl that you fancy, or vice versa to a boy, you know, there's that attraction, you know. And when I was in the shop the other day, they were buying my wife a card. Actually, I never buy her one card. I've never bought her one card for years. I've always been two or three cards, just my way. So many youngsters, and you could hear the boys, well, you could see the embarrassment in the boys' faces as they tried to pick a card, and the girls would be tittering at the other end because these guys were trying to read the words out. Oh, I'm not sending her that. But yeah, it's over commercialised, but then everything is, so it's on a par with everything else, to be honest with you. Love at first sight, do I believe in love at first sight? No, but I've fancied a girl at first sight, but it's not love. In fact, sometimes it's never love. Sometimes it can just be infatuation, if you know what I mean. Or even if you want to use the other expression, which is a bit coarse, I know, but lust. You know, I think I've heard a lot of guys who just the reason they're interested in a girl was because they, you know. Well, you know the expressions. I won't use them, but you know what I'm talking about. And I thought, well, good. You know, how are you ever going to love that person? That's just, if you think of her like that just now, you know. Anyhow, love at first sight. No, I don't believe it, but I firmly believe in attraction at first sight. Or first meet, let's put it that way. First sight, turn that into first meet. And sometimes magnetism's there, and you can, you like this person, you know, and they like Bjorn, like me. Love, well, what is love? I know a song about that. But anyway, yes, so I don't believe as in the term of love, but certainly a very strong mutual attraction at first sight. Yes, first meet, definitely. Oh, what else is there? This is a bit one-sided, this cat. Come on, think he has a guy's. 100 red roses or chocolate. There you go. Well, let's turn it on its head and say, forget the, what a guy, forget the chocolate, forget the roses. Or is that what you would give? No, I don't know, I think it's what you'd rather receive. For a guy, what could you give a guy? A case of beer? Seven up roses. A case of beer or, I don't know. Hard one that, but certainly not roses and certainly not chocolate. But, I don't know. Maybe if my wife gave me a nice wee four pack of real ales, a mixture of real ales, maybe that would do the trick. So there you go, passing on. Hold on, your plug coming out. I'm back again. That's better. Valentine's Day party, host or guest? No. I've never been to a Valentine's Day party, and I would never host a Valentine's Day party. I would just think it would be just so awkward. Oh God, no, it would be just so awkward. People, because you always get the people that are indifferent, but they go, and then the ones that are twee and so sloppy and soppy, and oh no, God, no. So no party, I'm afraid, Kat. I wouldn't be interested in anything like that. Spend day with family or friends on Valentine's Day? Spend Valentine's Day with my wife. That's it. And as explained, we would normally be away, a joint in the car. I'd be with my wife and we'd have a good day out somewhere in Scotland, away, coast or the hills or the mountains. Hi, John. So, definitely, no, I wouldn't spend it with family. Goodness grief, no. So, hey, may sound a bit harsh, that, but well, it is, you know, Valentine's Day is supposed to be about your associate love. So either the girl or the boy you desire, the one you're currently dating or walking out with, as you see in Ireland, or you're married or you've got a partner, a long-term partner. So it's more to do with that than anything else, isn't it? Although I have to admit that I've been sending cards to my four girls since they were wee lassies. Still send them, yep. The youngest one's 31. Guess who? With some nice words, and I'll tell you, I'll give you away a wee secret too. This is my unique secret. I always sign the back of the envelopes. Yes, you've all heard of Swalk, sealed with a loving kiss. Mine's is not like that. Mine's is Swast, SWAST, and that translates as sealed with a sticky tongue. Nobody has to steal that, it's mine's. Right, okay. A kiss from a slobbering dog or a stranger? God, pinch of the stranger, it's certainly not the dog. Oh God, no, dog slaver. No, goodness grief. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a smack from a stranger, a female stranger, that is, so long as she was smackable, if you know what I mean. Never been selective. Anyway. And it's a bit of a hard contrast. A slavering, slobbering dog or a stranger. Yeah. Would you like to receive a very special gift or give a very special gift? The best gift you can give on Valentine's Day is confirmation of your love. That might sound a bit soppy, but that's the best thing you can do. My attitude is, on Valentine's Day, as I do on my wife's birthday, I try to do everything I can that she would normally do. So I'll try and make the dinner, the tea, I'll do the dishes, well I do do dishes anyway, but I'll do my utmost to make the day a wee bit special for her. And she doesn't bother about fancy presents or anything like that. She appreciates me giving her not one card, but often two, three, sometimes four cards. So, that's not a very special gift. but I don't think she would appreciate it very quickly, unless obviously say to her that you know, I'm taking you away to, I don't know, I guess, you know, if I was saying like we're going off to Oban to go and stay over the weekend for a couple of nights in Oban for Valentine's Day, but then that would be a very special gift for me as well, because I'd be sharing in it, you know. So how do you give that very special gift that you don't share in? I suppose if I've given my wife a beautiful diamond necklace or something, I wouldn't wear it. I'm stuck. Stuck. And I wouldn't be bothered about receiving one. As I said, at the end of the day, if there's a reciprocation of love, and it doesn't need to be said. But anyway, that comes nicely to the very last one. Who was the last person I said I love to? That would be my wife. Although it may have been a while ago. Certainly said to my mother last time I visited her right before I left. But saying I love you, there's probably two viewpoints on this. You shouldn't need to say I love you, but it's nice to hear. And if my wife were to say to me on a fairly regular basis, because we do still hold hands whenever we're out, we do we never leave each other without a kiss, not a big long lingering kiss, which I sadly miss, but we never part without a kiss. And but if my wife was to give me a hug now and again and say I love you, I think I'd appreciate that so much. So that's got me thinking now that maybe I should just grab her, you know, at times and give her a quick hug and tell her I love her. Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I'm just hiding behind the veil of you should display love in your actions with your partner and not have to say it. But now it's got me thinking that if I would really appreciate my wife saying it to me, how much would she appreciate if I said it to her? Or would she actually think would she actually think that I had done something wrong? Maybe not. Okay, that's Valentine's Day. Do you bye now?